Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm the Whiny Undergrad, and this is our first podcast. Today, we're going to be trying some wine from Topps. Very fun. I'm your host and author of the blog, Anna Gagliano, and I'm joined today with my special guest and boyfriend, Fabi Logan. You want to say hi, Fabi?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so this is pretty much going to be us going through these three types of $5.99 wines from Topps, 5.5% alcohol. So I just want to let everyone know Fabi's, you know, knowledge about wine. Why don't you share what you think makes you suited for this specific tasting?
Well, I don't know that I need a lot to be suited for wine tasting from Topps, but I guess, Italian family. Lots of wine at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. And even since I've been 21 now, a couple years running, one of my biggest hobbies has been going to the local liquor store or wine shop and picking out a new bottle, you know, really diversifying my palate.
Are you excited, Fabi?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I need to know.
All right. So just to give everyone a little insight into this specific brand, I guess, that we're trying. I don't really know if I'd call it a winery. I'm not really sure. This is Fun Wine. I'm going to read this information from their website. It says they're inspired by the hip vibes and sultry breeze of Miami. It's a delicious, low-alcohol flavored wine drink that boasts a variety of award-winning flavors and award-winning packaging by world-renowned artist Miguel Paredes. We're going to be trying three different flavors by them. The Strawberry Rosé Moscato, the Sangria, and the Coconut Chardonnay.
Yeah.
So let's start first with the Sangria, which is one of the wines that is coming in a can, if you want to
let's open that,
Fabi. How about you tell us how Sangria is usually supposed to taste, and I'll read you the description they tell me on the website.
Yeah. I don't know that Sangria has a way that it's always supposed to taste or usually even taste, but it's like Sangria is generally a more refreshing wine cocktail, if you will. It can be made with white or red. I can't really tell based on this packaging. But yeah, Sangria is usually a mix of different fruits, some kind of carbonated component, like some club soda, and then some kind of sweetener. Some people add maple syrup, some people add honey, you know, so... It's all fair game. Let's get this crack in there.
Yeah, while you're pouring this out, I'll read the Fun Wine website's description. They describe this one as a fruity, flirty, and inviting drink with distinct characteristics of juicy fruit. Bold and refreshing, this is the perfect drink to launch summer.
Okay, so looks like we're getting some red wine sangria vibes here, won't you?
Definitely. You see the bubbles?
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I'll barge in here if I may. Mm-hmm. So there are a few components to tasting wines. Usually, you want to make sure and you just go ahead and look at it, hold it up to the light. Right now we have kind of like a cherry color. Actually, you know, if I didn't know any better, it looks like a very dark fruit punch. It looks like somebody took fruit punch and just kind of added some wine to it.
Looks like a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, you want to make sure that you go ahead and swirl your wine. It's important that you have a nice big glass that holds all the aromas and the flavors of the wine, even if it is from Topps. Then you want to go ahead and stick your nose in, get some smells. I mean, you know, surprisingly, it smells like wine. It does smell like wine.
It doesn't really smell a lot like wine to me. It smells like sangria, I guess. It smells like fruity flavors. Like, I'm definitely getting orange.
Yeah, I agree. Citrus for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, for some reason I get... Well, you're right. Maybe grape. I'll say grape. Shall we?
Let's do it. Let's dive right in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why don't you go ahead?
I know it's supposed to be a wine drink. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just like my brain getting confused because it came in a can.
Yeah.
I expected it to be a little more bubbly, especially when you poured it out too. It kind of had some bubbles. I expected it to be a little more like...
Effervescent.
Spritzy, fizzy. Yeah,
for sure.
This tastes like really sweet orange juice mixed with fruit punch to me. I get so much orange.
Okay, you get a lot of orange, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm going to say, I don't really have too many notes about the taste. I mean, it tastes like a good sangria, actually, to me, remarkably. Although I will say that sangrias generally don't get as strong as wines. I mean, some people add back liquor like vodka, but normally it's not quite as strong. Mm-hmm. But I will say that you actually get some tannins. It's so funny that,
You like, think so?
Yeah, at the very end, I'm like, I'm tasting this. And the thing that surprised me is that the very tip of my tongue was just a little bit dry, you know?
Well, believe it or not, this variety, this specific wine by Fun Wines actually won a bronze medal at the 2018 World Wine Championships, which was hosted by Tastings.com.
Okay.
It was a bronze medal winner, though, so.
Well, I mean,
it won a medal,
so there's that.
Yeah, I don't know. Not my favorite. I feel like, I don't know.
All right.
I guess this is what I sign up for by buying a 5.5% alcohol content wine.
Oh, yeah.
Wine drink, as funwine.com describes it.
Oh, gosh.
But I wish I tasted a little more wine. It tastes like orangey fruit punch to me.
All right, why don't you go ahead and tell us what our next wine's going to be?
So the next one is going to be the Strawberry Rosé Moscato.
Okay.
This one is going to be the one that we have in the bottle. Just to try and describe what I'm seeing on this bottle. Apparently the artist who designs these is really well known for doing collages and mixed media type of art. It's like a giant pair of lips with strawberries all over it. I remember I was describing this bottle to someone last week, and I said it looked like it was made on MS Paint, which now I feel kind of bad because the artist is
prominent.
Yeah, pretty prominent. Pretty well known. Yeah,
way to go. Why don't we call him up, tell him that?
Won awards for its designs. I mean,
he could have still used Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, it literally says oof on the bottom of the bottle, too, which I don't know why. It's just in green letters. It just says oof. So maybe he was inspired by Roblox for that one. Yeah, so funwine.com describes this one as something that could be your new favorite drink. They say, let the refreshing taste of strawberry and the crisp aroma of rosé moscato arouse your taste buds. That's how they described it. So why don't you tell us what you think a wine like this would taste regularly, a rosé moscato.
A rosé moscato. I don't know that I've ever heard those two words together. I do believe that moscato is the type of grape.
It is, yeah.
Rosé of Moscato, I guess I might see, would be a Moscato grape that generally is produced in one of two ways. One was that they took out all that skin and stuff that makes wine red halfway through the process to just impart some color, or they mixed a red wine with a white wine, one of which being Moscato. So I don't know. It could be a variety of flavors, but rosés are generally a little bit more dry than the rest of your drinks, although they're still really refreshing. So I'm looking at the sugar content, though, and it's like 16 grams of sugar, so I can imagine this is going to be on the sweeter side.
Yeah, everything you described with the rosé moscato, and they just toss some strawberries in for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's red, it matches.
Yeah.
It's a red fruit.
I was going to say, actually, I didn't even think about that. I mean, it's like, yeah, strawberry. They just decided that seems like an afterthought, but okay.
It's a fruit.
Yeah.
Throw it in.
All right, you know what? I will say this. It pours like a real wine, which is nice, as opposed to pouring it out of a can.
It's a pretty color. I like the color. Wow.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
You poured me a lot. I don't know if I'm going to want to finish this whole.
All right.
Oh, I can smell it. Like.
All right, well, let's...
the glass is like a foot away from my nose, and I can already smell
it. Oh, jeez.
Well, sickly strawberry.
Well, let's look at it first. Let's look at it. What do you think about that? I mean, it's not like you haven't had your fair share of wines too. What do you think about that?
It smells like from a distance. That's what I mentioned, that I smelled it immediately, because it smells like it like the smell reminded me immediately of a strawberry flavored vodka. I smelled. Yeah, that's the kind of like really strong strawberry scent. It didn't smell natural. It does not smell natural or pleasant. In my opinion, pretty strong artificial. Artificial. Pretty color though. Really pretty rosé color.
I was gonna say, yeah, it looks very very salmon-y. Mm-hmm. I agree though. It's like anytime you get strawberry and alcohol in your nose, it goes back to like some Svedka flavor or something.
That's
like
literally that. What I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
No, I agree. And that's a little off-putting, not gonna lie.
It's like I'm smelling the artificial strawberry, and at the very end of like the sniff, I guess, I kind of smell like a hint of white wine, maybe.
I was going to say, no, well, actually, it's funny that you say that, because I get that kind of more immediately, and then the strawberry sets in. It does. It smells like the minerality of like a Sauvignon Blanc or something. I haven't had very many Moscatos, but it's like, this does kind of smell like white wine. So I'm guessing the rosé method is probably a mixture as opposed to the immersion type, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go for it. Let's dive in.
This is going to taste like Svedka, but let's go. That is tart.
Yeah, it's tart. I expected it to be, yeah, not that tart.
Oh, that is tart. I don't think I like that.
All right, listen. I will say, I think you should have made a disclaimer before this. You're not one for sweet wines.
It doesn't taste like wine, though.
I don't know. I would argue that it kind of tastes like wine. But that point aside, it's like I would put a disclaimer. Like, you're not one for sweet wines usually. I think this is fine. I don't love it. It certainly was not what I would call a Moscato or really a respectable rosé, because I would not turn to either. I would not turn to this for either of those. But I think it's fine. I think a lot of people would enjoy this. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would enjoy too if someone said, "Here, drink this." I'd be like, "Oh, this tastes good."
Mm.
But if they said, "Drink this strawberry rosé Moscato," I'd be like, "What?"
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Putting it in the context of wine, it's not a great wine, not by any means. Not in my opinion, anyways. I just think it's like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't like that these are marketed as wines. These could be cool like cocktails. In their own right, but yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I think they are. Like, the website itself describes them as a wine drink.
Right.
Like...
Yeah, I'm curious as to... You know, just for fun, why don't you go ahead and look up the definition of wine? I wonder if it has anything specific to that.
I'm finding this on Daily Mail, but, it says that supermarkets usually sell products like this. And this product itself is calling itself a wine drink on its website instead of a wine, because industry guidelines apparently state that any drink containing less than 75% wine must be described as a quote-unquote wine-based drink. So that is probably why.
Sure. Right. And see, this is, I don't know, this is where I think the problem is. It's like anybody going to Tops thinking that they could ever pick up a wine like this and have it taste comparable to a wine from a liquor store. It's like... Don't shop for wine at Tops.
If you want a fun fruity drink, sure, get this. It's fun.
Oh, of course.
And don't be like, I want to get a Moscato for a dinner party tonight.
I agree.
It's fun though, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun wine. It's fun wine.
It's fun wine.
yeah. And just to let you know, I guess our opinions are terrible, because the World Wine Championships in 2018 gave that Moscato a silver medal.
A silver medal. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's fine, you know, to each their own. It's, yeah. All right. I'm eyeing that Chardonnay, though. Why don't we?
Yeah, last up. Okay, so a little bit of backstory. I've been so excited to do this. Because I have seen these wines and Tops for so long, and the first one that I saw, I was like, oh, that kind of sounds good, because I love coconut. And that is our last wine that we're trying. From the 250 milliliter can, like the sangria, and that is the Coconut Chardonnay by Fun Wine, and the image on the can looks like milk being poured into a coconut with some little cartoon birds flying around it. I'm very excited to try this. I've been wanting to try it for so long, and let me share how funwine.com would like to describe this. They say, experience the smoothness of Chardonnay with the exotic flavors of coconut and unexpected hints of pineapple. This is what Miami tastes like.
How could I guess this is from Miami by looking at it? All right, so yeah, let's get this going here.
Well, tell me what a traditional Chardonnay is like usually.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, Chardonnay, very super, super popular white grape varietal. A lot of old-time wine drinkers might know it from the Burgundy area or France, because it's iconic over there as a white wine, but it exists all over the world. I mean, a Chardonnay generally gets its characteristic flavor though from that oak, that oak barrel aging that you get when you think Chardonnay. You're thinking that oaky flavor. I mean, it's dry, it's earthy in some ways, and yeah, hot summer day, some people even like to have it with ice. So I'm excited. Plus, I love coconut, so let's...
How do you think coconut and pineapple are going to complement Chardonnay?
No, I'm excited. I mean, honestly, if nobody told me, I would be totally fine with mixing my Chardonnay with like a piña colada. Nobody can stop me. That sounds fantastic.
This looks like water at first glance.
It does. Yeah. You know what? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Why don't you?
When you hold it up, it's a pale straw color. It's a really pale yellow. We had it originally on a black coaster. I looked it down and I was like, this is clear. This is water. But no, you hold it up to the light. Very pale yellow, pale straw.
Yeah. You know, if this were a Chardonnay, it would certainly not be oak aged. And if it were steel aged, even then, it would not have gotten a lot of flavor. Also, I'll say, I mean, this is just, I'll get a little snobby, but like if I were looking at this as being just a wine, I'd probably think that the grape wasn't even fully ripened when this was made. I mean, you're right, it looks strawy. It looks a little like tint of green. That's not the way Chardonnay is supposed to look. I'm thinking usually like buttery, really deep yellows. This is, you're right, it looks like water.
Yeah.
Let's take a sniff, yeah?
Yeah. You want to know what this smells like to me?
What?
The Jelly Belly popcorn jelly bean.
Oh my gosh. Okay, buttery. I mean, you know, maybe.
Yeah. And also.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah. You're so right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, as soon as you said that, I'm thinking butter. And I'm like, wow. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so once again, if you go to a Chardonnay, like a regular Chardonnay that you pick up in an actual wine shop and you smell it, it does smell kind of buttery. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it smells so much more buttery here, though.
It literally is the buttered popcorn jelly
belly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it smells like that. It also kind of smells like coconut. I mean, this is going to be a little redundant, I guess, but it smells like coconut-scented things. Like, yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with, like, Bath & Body Works or, like, Ulta.
Sure, sure.
Coconut scented like lotions and stuff. I'm kind of getting that too.
Yeah, I agree.
So that artificial kind of smell again.
That's kind of the trend here. And I mean, if you're packaging anything for like, you know, resale at a place like Tops, you got to expect that you can't. I mean, you know, ingredients can only be so fresh when they're getting packaged and repackaged and sold and stuff. So yeah, let's yeah.
Well, before we taste, I want to share before we even taste, we can go into this knowing. This fact, this also won a silver medal at that championship and was also labeled a best buy at the competition.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm so excited to taste this. I really hope it tastes like a jelly bean.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, that was...
It smells different now
after I drink it. I mean, you know, wines open up. Yeah, maybe...
You think that this Topps wine opened up?
Hey, maybe you needed just a little swish in your mouth to get it to, you know, move around. All right, no, I'm going to go first. You know, it's funny. It's kind of off-putting, not going to lie. There's like a mouthfeel to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, I don't know. If you have coconut milk, it like leaves like a residual kind of like lingering taste in your mouth. And I'm kind of getting that. And not in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and the way you said butter, now it's just like in there. I don't know. What do you think?
It's not good. It's not good. This actually definitely tastes like the buttered popcorn Jelly Belly to me, but not really as good. It tastes like sweetened coconut flakes.
Yeah. No. Yep. I agree.
That are like kind of old.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. My takeaway on all of these, I'm done. I can't sip this anymore. My takeaway on all of these is if you want a good wine, don't shop at Tops. Just don't do it. But you know what? If you're interested, like we obviously were, to go and get some of this, I mean, you know, they're not all bad. I really did enjoy, as a drink, I did enjoy the Moscato and the Sangria. I thought they were fine, you know?
Yeah, you know, it was cheap. It was fun. It's fun wine.
It's fun.
Yeah. If you want good wine, maybe don't go to Tops. But if you want fun wine, it's your best bet.
That's the way to find it. Yeah, yeah. Side note and quick plug, not affiliated whatsoever. Bully Hill makes some pretty fun labels if anybody is ever in a wine store that wants to go look for fun wine that, you know, may not be this.
Yeah, not the actual fun wine, you know, not the no. Not the real deal, but you know.
But compare.
Yeah. All right, and that was our thoughts on the Topps fun wine. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you go and try any of these out and if you completely disagree with us or if you totally agree with us. I would just love to hear more people trying this cheap fun wine. It's fun. It's fun wine.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you know, good wine's wine that you enjoy, so.
Exactly, yeah. No. Yeah, who cares? If you want to tell me this is your favorite wine in the entire world and then I'm wrong and dumb.
Far be it from us.
Yeah, I'm on your side. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and you will hear me again in the next podcast. Bye.